Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Surveying the opinions of the uninformed and not so informed. The core statistic in the most recent survey conducted by Pulse Asia that measured citizens' opinions about charter change is not that about 9 out of 10 Filipinos, or 88%, oppose it. The opposition is actually very strong. 74% also oppose changing the constitution anytime now or in the future. The more interesting, and disturbing, statistic is that the same number have very little to no knowledge about the constitution, with 27% having zero knowledge and 48% having only very little knowledge. We therefore have a problem. We have people with strong sentiments about a constitution that they are barely familiar with or totally ignorant about. A substantial majority oppose changing the economic provisions. 68% oppose allowing foreign ownership of schools and universities. 71% oppose allowing foreign nationals and companies to own equities in media and advertising. And the same percentage oppose foreign ownership of communication companies like internet and cell phone. A higher number of 78% oppose removing limits to the number of stocks that foreign individuals can own, while 81% oppose allowing foreign individuals and companies to own residential and industrial lands. Almost 9 out of every 10 Filipinos, or 86%, oppose allowing foreign individuals and companies to exploit our natural resources. And the opposition goes beyond these issues that can be interpreted as indicative of a nationalist, pro-Filipino citizenry and would not require some technical understanding of some of the fundamental political concepts associated with forms and systems of government. What is more disturbing, however, for a political scientist like me, is the readiness to oppose political amendments in the face of a high level of unfamiliarity, or even ignorance, about the 1987 Constitution. This is not very comforting when it comes to actual level of knowledge and familiarity with the political structures and processes that are enshrined in the Constitution and are being proposed to be changed. I have no problem when 73% oppose term extension of elected officials, except a quibble on how the question was phrased. Term extension of current officials would be a different constitutional issue compared to removing term limits, or even increasing the length of the term of future elected officials that would not apply to the incumbents. These are three different kinds of political scenarios and would elicit different kinds of responses. It would have been more useful had the survey measured not only opposition, but also under what conditions would respondents change their minds. What worries me is when respondents, 3 out of 4 of whom admit very little to no knowledge of the Constitution, would oppose structural changes in our political system when they barely possess knowledge about it, if at all. The results are compelling. 71% oppose shifting to a federal system of government. The same number opposes shifting to a parliamentary system of government. A higher number, 74%, oppose changing our legislature from bicameral to unicameral. There are no actual figures reported by Pulse Asia, but it would not be unreasonable or far-fetched to hypothesize that a significant percentage of those who oppose these proposed changes in our political system would have very little to no knowledge of the pros and cons of shifting to a federal system, or a parliamentary system or having a unicameral legislature. It is easy to say that we should not be fixing what is not broken. But as things go, this mantra has become mere political posturing by those who oppose any constitutional change. An objective assessment of our political system reveals that there are many things that are broken, and not all of these are simply because of the actions and behavior of people in government. Many of them are rooted in structures enabled by the Constitution and of confusion brought about by vagueness where clarity is needed, or by an overabundance of words where brevity would have been a virtue. Things are lost in the verbosity of our Constitution even as important provisions are missed out. It is not comforting when the manner of voting is not specified in amending or revising the Constitution, when done by a bicameral legislature. It is even more worrisome that in the face of its imperfection, we have 3 out of 4 Filipinos saying that we should never change the Constitution, and this bar should be forever. The fact that 3 out of 4 admitted little to no knowledge about what they want to entomb in eternity reveals that the idea of amending or revising our constitution has been totally owned by performative political theater, one that has been feared as the bane of democracy, the rationality of which is compromised by an ill-informed, passive or apathetic citizenry. If only to dramatize the contradictions, our constitution intended to ban political dynasties. This is a constitution that 3 out of 4 Filipinos would oppose changing any time now or in the future. It would theoretically follow that the people would therefore naturally support the ban, until you are confronted with results of pre-election surveys where we have an electorate ready and willing to vote into the Senate 2 of the Tulfo siblings to join one of their brothers who already sits there. And to further complicate things, we have another survey conducted by Tanjore where 52% support moves to change the constitution. We cannot continue polling this kind of irrationality as if everything is business as usual. Deliberative polling should be resorted to. People's actual knowledge should be assessed and correlated with their initial stand on the proposed changes, and objective information and education campaigns should be conducted where the pros and cons of every proposed change are discussed before their opinions are polled again. When we poll people, we should not just measure their opinions. We must be careful not to feed further their irrationality of having opinions on things they have very little or no knowledge of.